All right, here on the podcast, each week we love to pick a side hustle and then give you guys different tools you can use, different AI tools to crush it with that side hustle. Today we're talking about online courses and ebooks. And one thing people don't realize is just how massive this industry is. So currently it's worth $217 billion in 2022, and it's predicted to be around $475 billion by 2030. Some say even as much as a trillion-dollar industry. Jaden, what do you think about the whole online education space?
Yeah, no, I think this is insane. You know, earlier today, you were sending me some of these numbers, and it kind of blew my mind. That being said, regardless about how big the industry is, because I'm sure for like myself and most people listening, you're probably not going to capture any fraction of that $1 billion. But today on the podcast, we want to break down specifically, Jamie is actually he's a legend in this space. He's been using AI to create or help him with e-courses and learning. I have a bunch of strategies and ideas for anyone listening on how you could scale this up like crazy, because that's kind of where my brain goes on almost any business. It's just like, how can you scale it to an unearthly amount that feels illegal but is not? So, Jamie, tell us a little bit about what you guys have been doing with using AI essentially for these courses and stuff.
Yeah, so we recently, about 90 days ago actually, we launched a course, a mini course, we call it a crash course, about the Amazon Influencer Program, which we've discussed here on this podcast before. But we wanted to kind of just make it's a pretty simple concept, the Amazon Influencer Program. So we didn't feel like developing a full course. We wanted just, you know, about a 2-hour course with all the information people needed. And so when you're coming up with a course idea, you need to think about what value does it provide to the customer, to the person who is going to be potentially buying it. So our tagline was that, you know, after you take this course, you're going to have all the tools you need to make $1,000 a month in your spare time reviewing Amazon products. So that was kind of our promise, or our, you know, what we were selling. And then the course is only $97. So there's clear value there for somebody. And so that's kind of the first thing you need. Once you have that, you basically are going to just take all the knowledge you have in your head and create a course. The problem with that is that you, at least me, it's hard to know like the correct structure, outline, and like where to start. And so that's where AI really comes in huge, comes in clutch. So the first one I wanted to talk about is actually just called Course Box. Really intuitive looking website. You basically would just give it a prompt and it will create an entire outline for you. And we've kind of talked about this before. I think a lot of these course builder AI are just, they're using ChatGPT, OpenAI software, but then they're kind of turning it into a course outline for you with different assessments, quizzes, and things like that. Really kind of a professional way, which is super helpful. So
this is so fascinating. And I know that you're the expert on this. The one thing I want to say really quickly is, I know that you weren't intending for this, but a plug for Jamie's course that he created. And also, if you want to get an idea of like what one of these courses could look like, seriously, go get Jamie's course. I'll drop a link in the show notes to it. For this, it's only like, it's less than $100, but like, giving my 2 cents on it, it's the Amazon Influencer Side Hustle, which, like, full disclosure, last month I made over $12,000 doing this. They had like a bonus program thing that I used, that I, you know, exploited like crazy, and made over $12,000 from that, and then probably like $3,000 from making videos. So like it's actually a legitimate cool side hustle. So, and we'll probably do a podcast on this in the future. But go check out that course, and also it'll give you a good idea for courses in general. But okay, so Jamie, like you mentioned, you go to something like CourseBox, it can create the outline of this course for you. But you said something interesting at the beginning, which is you kind of had to have all of the knowledge in your head already. You kind of had an idea. And I know for you and the course you've created, it's obviously high quality, and so this is the case. One question for you though is like, could someone create a course on something they know nothing about using AI tools?
Yes, there's actually a really interesting one. It's called Courseau, or courseau.co is the website. But you can actually, I saw a YouTube video on it. A guy plugged in a YouTube URL and it made a course based off the YouTube video.
Oh my gosh. Super for YouTubers crazy. Or any content creators, you could make an individual course for every single piece of content you produce. Yeah. Or around it, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, and it said you're supposed to be the IP owner, the intellectual property owner of the video, but I mean, still, that's pretty amazing, pretty powerful.
Holy smokes. That is crazy. Wow. And honestly, yeah. Like I'm looking at this website and it looks like really well made and has courses by a bunch of like big people.
Yeah.
So like this actually seems like a very legit company.
Yeah. And what's amazing about a lot of these course builders, I was kind of, you know, just looking at the pricing on a lot of them, and there are a lot of them around $25 to $30 a month, which is pretty inexpensive for the value you're getting. I know like even a course builder like Kajabi, it's like $100 a month. So a lot of these AI ones are actually, you know, cheaper, and they integrate with Shopify, which is, I love integrating our courses with Shopify because they show up underneath our YouTube videos. It's integrated with our YouTube channel. So we can just say, you know, check it out below, and there's a little thumbnail of our course and a brief description. So all these that integrate with Shopify are super powerful for someone like me who's on YouTube.
Yeah, this is so cool. I'm looking at it right now. Honestly, even so, first off, massive kudos to Jamie for doing this research and finding all these tools. This is crazy. CourseBox looks really interesting. Corso looks really interesting. A ton of really interesting things. So what did you guys end up doing? Did you use one of these course platforms, or did you guys just use ChatGPT to help with some outline?
So for ours, we did ChatGPT actually. This was before I really even knew a lot of these tools existed. So we used ChatGPT for our outline because, again, we had the knowledge in our head, but when you're going, you know, and you're thinking about what makes the most sense, how to lay it out in a way that makes sense for someone who's never heard about it before, that's where, you know, ChatGPT or a lot of these different softwares are super handy. So, and then these builders are great because it kind of takes it into a visual and automatically puts it into a visually appealing, you know, course that makes a little bit more sense than having to click through a bunch of different, files and things like that, in a zip drive or something like that. So, definitely worth the money in my opinion. There's another one called minicoursegenerator.com, and that one was interesting. Their kind of sales pitch was a kind of like what we did, where you're making more of just a mini course. And then, you know, you can have different sales walls and stuff like that. So you can almost turn it into part of your funnel where you can have like a free mini course, to get, you know, their email. So you can add them to your email list. We talked about that side hustle in a different episode as well, but I thought that was an interesting tool as well.
That's so cool. I'm looking at this. You know, I feel like it'd be cool, like if you just did it based off of like YouTube content, because you could, you already have videos explaining how to do stuff. So if you threw like a bunch of them in and got it all to integrate with a course, so it's like, here's your course, it generated everything about it, and here's like the YouTube videos you can watch along the way as you learn how to do it. This is fascinating. This is so interesting. So something that's interesting that I was thinking of while looking at this, because as everyone knows, I build AI software. A lot of these tools, for example, like Corso, and I'm like, when I'm looking at it and it's like, the pricing on it is you can get one mini course for free. That's super cool. You get 8 mini courses for $40 or 20 mini courses for $100. So like very cool. Then the other thing I'm thinking of, all of a sudden I'm like, you know, you mentioned you built your whole thing with ChatGPT. I'm like, well, you know, do I need to pay for this, or could I just like figure out the prompts to essentially get what they're doing? To be honest, what I'd probably do if I wanted to do that, if anyone wants to be like super cheap, I mean, actually it gives you a free one, so I don't know how this makes that much sense, but if you want to be super cheap, you go to this website, get a free one generated, see what it generated and try to reverse engineer the prompts and stuff. Mm-hmm. Now that's if you want to be like if you want to be a real cheap wad, you can do that. And probably spend a day or two trying to reverse engineer it, figure it out, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. On the other hand, someone like me that doesn't want to spend 2 days and thinks like, oh, this would be cool to just spend $40 and I can move on with my life. Mm-hmm. I would probably just spend $40, get 8 mini courses generated and move on with my life. I think that's the value to a lot of these tools. And the reason I bring that up is because anyone listening, can create a tool like Corso. Of course, you can create these courses. You can also create a tool like Corso, by using like OpenAI's GPT apps. Of course, I'm building a platform called AI Box that allows you to link together multiple AI models and build powerful tools. So like you could build something like Corso on AI Box, probably a little bit easier than doing it with the GPT store because we're a little bit more robust. I just think it's interesting because the value in building a product like this or in using a product like this is me as a user, I do not want to reverse engineer this product for 2 days. I would love to just pay $40. And I think there's a lot of people like that. So anyways, it's interesting. There's money being made on both sides of this, right? It's the software side and then also the course generation side because it saves people a ton of time. Would you, Jamie, like in all honesty, would you use one of these tools if you had to create another course, or would you think you'd just go your ChatGPT route?
Well, I do think I would because I really like the mini course model as opposed to developing like a $2,000 course that's like 20 modules. I feel like there's a lot more risk there, not necessarily financially, but in the amount of time you have to pour into it. Mm-hmm. And plus, I think with the economy and the way you know people are spending money today, mini courses are more, you know, palatable for people to purchase. So, you know, I feel like these tools in reality, if you have a lot of different things you want to teach on, it could be a great tool and a great time saver. Sarah and I we do reselling on our YouTube channel and we're going to start, using Whatnot, which is a live auction, live streaming type app. And so I'm hopeful it'll really work out. And I kind of want to make a mini course on how to use that for reselling.
Dude, I'm buying your mini course on that. That sounds fascinating.
Yeah. So like, you know, if there's just different stuff I try, things I want to make courses on, I feel like a tool like this would be really helpful. I mean, even, you know, eBooks are another, you know, part of this e-learning thing. And you can, you know, use ChatGPT to make your eBook. Then you still have to plug it in, you know, in a software like Canva to make it look visually appealing, which takes a lot more time, you know, than you would think it would. So
I also think it's so important. Like literally I'm looking at these tools you've shared, like CourseBox, Corso, AI Course Creator. Literally, I would probably just use Corso because it looks the most visually aesthetic. I'm like, they did a great job designing this. I'll probably just use this. Like, I assume the design quality correlates with the content quality. Now, it probably doesn't necessarily, but so I do think that there's a big thing to that. Okay, one other thing, though, that I want to just, like, quickly reiterate is a lot of these tools, like, for example, Corso, it pulls off of your YouTube, right? So, like, people are like, oh man, this is just like, these courses are just poor quality. They're just generated by AI. Well, I mean, if AI is teaching you something, I don't know if even that's poor quality, but like a lot of these are pulling off of your content you've already created, things you're already teaching and telling people about. And it's just formatting it in a way that's like easier to digest and for people to learn from. So I think there's like honestly serious value in taking these courses, making these courses, making the tool that makes these courses. I think this industry is actually like very, very useful.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great point you brought up where, you know, if you already have content you've already created, it's going to be a heck of a lot easier to create a course, you know, using these tools. And there's a lot of financial upside. I mean, so our course we released 90 days ago, it's a $100 course, but we're up, you know, over $10,000 already we've made with it. Just, amazing. You know, plugging it on our YouTube channels. Yeah, thanks. So, I mean, it's kind of opened my eyes to this whole world. I've always been afraid to make a course, mostly because I thought I had to make a giant one, you know, with 20 modules and make it, you know, super expensive. But the whole mini course thing has worked out well for us. We just have to find, back to my first point, something of value that people can, you know, see the outcome of or know the outcome of before they buy the course.
Love it, dude. This is such a fascinating industry. You know, if people are looking to jump into this, what do you think, like where would you, if someone, you know, let's just say your brother or your sister or your best friend, like someone just asked you, like, Jamie, like, I'm going to make a course. What do you recommend to that person, like, right now? They want to make a course on something. Where do you send them? What of all these tools do you just kind of recommend right off the bat?
Oh, man, that's tough. I mean, I would go to YouTube first, honestly, and watch, you know, there's a lot of people who teach you how to make courses on there, mostly for the overview of like, what are you trying to accomplish? You know, what is, you know, again, kind of thinking through like the marketing of the course first and like, is this something that people are going to want? Is this helpful information? And then from there, You know, the course creation itself is fairly easy, especially if you are an expert in the subject. And then from there, the distribution is the second challenge. You know, how are you going to get people to know about this course? And then that's where the social media, you know, marketing comes in and will make all the difference. So
I love it. This is so fascinating. This is such an interesting industry. I think this whole course creation is okay. So really quickly before Ryan, I know we're going to have to wrap up this episode really quickly. I wanted to give everyone my idea, my nefarious scale.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Let's hear
it. Idea. Cause I pretty much have the same concept when I see any tool like this or any concept like this. Of course, Jamie, you, I mean, 10 grand since you just launched this thing, that's phenomenal. That's amazing. Proof that, you know, this is valuable. Of course, you do have a good size audience. So for people that do not have an audience, there is another method that I've used in my life a lot, which is essentially just making more content. And so I think what you would do, if you're going to mass produce courses, find a niche that's like really interesting to you. You've probably researched a lot. You probably have a lot of ideas on. You'll figure out how to spin up the courses. You'll figure out like the things that you need to do. But think about making like, I think about like making like, what if you made like 100 of these courses? Or if you made like 200 of these courses, you go to a website like Coursera, you post them there. Any like course marketplace, if you're using these AI tools, there's no reason in my mind where you can't scale this up and make a ton. Even if it gets to the point where like you have to record, you know, maybe a video of yourself talking for 5 minutes for each of them that gets embedded in the thing, or like whatever you have to do, you figure out your best solution. You can use ChatGPT to help you with the scripts and the content. But like, if you do not have a massive audience to launch something like this to, I think there's still huge viability in creating a course and this play. Just find very niche area or audience and just make a ton of these and post them on a lot of different platforms, I think could also work. So,
yeah. So Jaden, yeah. I want to know more about that because I'm interested in this as well now that you mention it. So Coursera, is that you said a marketplace for courses. Is that something where you could run an ad or pay extra for promotion to get your course out there? Or is it SEO based? Like, how do you know how at all about promotion on those sites or how that works? I don't know about
the promotion on Coursera. My assumption with it is like they might have some sort of like promote it thing, which would be cool. So that'd be another thing to look at. If not, and it's just like an SEO based thing, any platform that's like SEO or algorithm based, that's when like making 100 courses is like really good, because pretty much at that point, if it's SEO, you just make the title of your course like how to make money on Amazon, how to make Amazon influencer money, Amazon influencer program course. Like you just make like 100 titles around like the very same type of thing. If you can, I'm all for like making each course slightly different and emphasizing slightly different areas. Like you don't want to just recycle the same content. And I think AI is really helpful for that. So maybe you say like, okay, here's a, and then maybe mini courses is a better thing for this, because these aren't fully fledged courses. So you're like, okay, well, you know, you might be interested in just like how to, you know, make more videos for your Amazon influencer program. Maybe you're already an Amazon influencer and it's like how to pick the best products to review for Amazon influencer program, right? So like the little individual elements, and maybe someone's like, look, I'm already an Amazon influencer. I'm not going to spend like, you know, $1,000 to learn the whole thing. Or maybe I don't even want to spend $100 to learn it. But like, I just don't know how to scale it. I don't know how to do this little element of this thing. Like there's a, I have this structure, but I just need this little tiny piece of it. And I'll pay like $3 or $5 or $10. $10 is probably good. I'll pay $10 to figure out how to make the most, you know, how to get the best performing like products to review for my Amazon store, or like, how do I even find high performing products? Cause there's all sorts of growth hacks there. Like, you know, I mean, I know you're not really supposed to do this, but like I've literally went to like Goodwill and like reviewed all the vacuum cleaners in Goodwill. They had like 20 of them, and I sell a vacuum cleaner every single day on Amazon.
That's amazing.
Really creative. I like made like a little set in the corner where it looks like I'm in a bedroom, and I like, you know, try to like film it. But anyway, so like what I'm saying is like that's a tip and a hack that I know that literally even someone that took Jamie's course, if I could share like this little tip, you might be 10% more productive or effective in your business, whatever it is. So like maybe you get Jamie's course and then maybe you get 5 of these like little mini courses you find that are gonna level up your whole thing. And I'm not sharing that information anywhere else. So like you gotta go get it there. anyways, that's kind of like my framing and mentality behind it and my like justification for why it's not just like spam. You're not just like spitting out like a million pieces of content. Like there's like, you make little micro courses that are actually useful, make them cheaper, but then you can SEO the crap out of it because anything someone's searching for in relation to that, one of your mini courses is going to come up. And maybe even the mini course is like, hey, do you want an even more in-depth version? Check out the main course, and all the mini courses point to the main course. That's another strategy I've seen be successful as well.
Well, that's amazing, man. Thanks for sharing your tips. That that gets me excited just talking about that. So thanks for watching, guys. If you listen to our podcast anywhere, please review us. We really appreciate it. It helps us out a lot. We'll see you next time.